Blog Talk Radio.
Let me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say.
Having a spiritual experience.
What you?
Oh!
say in the spirit. In case you don't know the fruit of the spirit, we gonna sing it to you. Take me to the book, y'all.
Allow me to be spiritual. Lord, I need your help to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all for Thankful Thursday. And anyone that would like to engage in Thankful Thursday in a spiritual way, we welcome you. And by that we mean sharing a word, sharing something spiritual. We've all had some experience, but boy, I tell you, when you begin to share that word, that be spiritual. That tells me a lot. That tells me, first of all, you're in a relationship to God. You're in a relationship with God. You're committed with him. That means you're fellowshipping with him. See, I know this stuff because I know when you delight yourself in God's word, you're really delighting yourself in him. See, I know that. And man, how great is God's love. I mean, can you imagine if what he did for the world, can you only imagine what he does for us and we're part of him? God have declared in 1 John 4:16 that he is love. And that's what he is. He loves. And he really shows that love when you're into him and into his things. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, and we'll back up to 16 because it said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the 19th verse says, and quench not the spirit. Don't stop it. Let it flow. Don't put out the spirit. Don't put out that fire. If you got a word that's burning, keep it. Don't put it out. We'll ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll get us started with the word at noon, Thankful Thursday.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Let me be spiritual. That's my prayer. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we're thanking you for your word. Thanking you, Father God, for all things, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you will continue to bless this broadcast, bless the listeners, those that participate, bless our pastor. Continue to be with us, Father God, teaching us to be spiritual. Lord Jesus, as the scripture says, that we want to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks today. And we can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings, Father God. But we want to take time out and just say thank you. We're thanking you for the word, Father God. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father God, making a change, making a difference in our lives. And we give you praise. But we ask that you will be with all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, for you know what they're going through, Father God. And you know their unspoken prayer requests and those that are requesting prayer, Father God. Lord, be with those, Father God, who are bereaved today, Lord. Be with those who are sick and shut in, Father. Lord, we just ask that you would just touch their bodies, heal them in the name of Jesus. You said by your stripes we are healed, Father God, and help them to stand on that word. We ask that you will be with those that are struggling. We know you're a way maker out of no way, but you said you will supply all of our needs. So let us stand on the word of God, trust in you, and allow you to teach us through the Holy Spirit. You are welcome, guide us, and direct us, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father God, we give you praise. We want to say thank you and have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Like I said, this is Thankful Thursday. We're going to open up the studio. Anyone would like to be thankful for the scripture? No reason. He said in Galatians 5:25, if we live in the spirit, now that's possible, you may not live in it, but if you're living in it, let us also walk in the spirit. See? That's what we ought to do. Walk in the spirit. Walk in the word of God. That's how you walk in the spirit, is walking in the word of God. Not in the vanity of your mind, but walking in the word of God is walking in the spirit. And not a lot of spirit, but one spirit. So when you read Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the spirit, one spirit, it has all this other stuff attached to it. So if you would open up a box, that says spirit, here's what would be in that box. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. See, that's what would be in that box. So when we open up each other, because we're walking in the spirit, that's what should come out of you. It should be the God kind of love. It should be the God kind of joy. It should be the God kind of peace. It should be the God kind of long-suffering. The God kind.
Amen, amen.
Not what the world. Now, how do I know that? Because we did not receive the spirit of the world, but we received the spirit of God. See, it's two spirits there. You receive one or the other. So if you receive the spirit of the Lord, you have these things in you. And you can't have one without the other. All of it's in the box. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. See, I want y'all to know, all this stuff is in one. You can't, it's not allocate. You know, you can go or allocate, whatever you want to call it. Well, you can go and you can say, well, I want a little of this, I want a little of that. No, when you open up this package, all of it's in there. I don't know if y'all have your Waffle House where you live at, but we got Waffle House. You can get some potato here, scattered, smothered, covered, dunk, chunk, all that. You can get it all separate. That's where you get it. Then we got this place where you get a bowl of a breakfast in the bowl. All of it come in the bowl. They put everything right there in the bowl. The egg, the bacon, potato, everything in one bowl. Well, that's the way this is here. The spirit is one bowl.
Yeah.
Hope that makes sense. But anyway, hey, y'all, anybody like to, you know, the studio open? Anyone like to be thankful for the scripture? Because, see, we're talking about the word of God. So it's all in one bowl. So whatever you want to be thankful for based on the scripture, you being thankful for the word of God in the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Belton. Good afternoon to all listeners. And being spiritual is the ultimate, and that's what we should all be thriving and striving to be spiritual. Thank you, Pastor Bill, for that beautiful heartfelt prayer, as usual. In 1 Corinthians 2, 8 through 12 in the King James that reads as follows, which none of the
say
princes
that again,
of the world.
Please. Say that in scripture again.
1 Corinthians 2, 8 through 12.
Thank you.
Which in the King James, yes. Which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen. And those things are the things that do not come a la carte, as Pastor Beasley was saying. They come in combination, all in one bowl, and that's being loving and kind and giving and long-suffering. And don't get me to try to speak scripture verbatim because I wouldn't be able to do it. But Pastor Bell read it out in Galatians, praise God. And I'm truly thankful for this scripture to allow me to know that if anything, that I'm following the right path in life, if I'm following the Spirit of God, because it's not that of what man. And man has only guesses and opinions and education, and that means nothing when it comes to the Spirit of God, because this is something that he put in each of us individually from the lining of our hearts. And I'm truly grateful for the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to share a few of the I Am from our prayer book. And the first one is, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13. I am in Christ by his doing, 1 Corinthians 1:30. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving, Colossians 2:7.
Yes.
I am one of God's living stones, and I'm being brought up as a spiritual house. Amen, amen. I'd just like to share God, because it's just, this word is so powerful. And if you let the Holy Spirit in, he will guide you. Also, we had shared, it's been a while back, but I like St. John 15, where it tells us to abide in him. And we need to allow the Spirit to abide in our lives, to change us, to turn us around, to reposition us. And as he does that, then our walk become spiritual, as the scripture that Evangelist Sharon shared. So I'm going to read that, and then I'll turn it over and allow someone else to have something to say on this thankful Thursday. So that's St. John 15, and verses 1 through 4. Yeah, verses 1 through 4, and then I'll drop down to 7. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. In verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen, amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
God for you.
Yay. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Anyone else? The door is open. Anyone else like to thank God for Thankful Thursday with a scripture? See, we could be like ordinary people. Ordinary people just thank God, you know, for all this stuff. But boy, when you start thanking God for his word, you into God then, because you appreciate what he said and what he did and who he is, because he is the word. Remember 3 John 1? In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God. God and his word is the same. Remember that next verse of that, about 12, it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when you have a love for the word of God, you have a love for God. People that doesn't have a love, a true love for the word of God, they don't have a true love for God. Now, that don't mean they don't have love. Let me be clear. Let me be clear here. That don't mean they don't have love. It simply means, see, it's different kind of love, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to start referring to the God kind. God kind. Because that's real important. Why is that so important? Because when I refer to the God kind, then I'm going to the scripture.
Hallelujah.
You didn't hear that. Hallelujah. I'll say it one more time. See, when you start talking about the God kind of love, because, you know, you got man love. I mean, it's folks, they buy for their wives. They buy for their husband. They buy for their children. They do things, and they're showing a love. And then in the Greek, there are several words for love, like it is in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So it's a God kind that I'm talking about, not mankind. Because see, man, he operate on emotions.
Mm-hmm.
People show love. They'll show love in the matter of trying to rectify things, to trying to make up love. Y'all see the makeup love, Amber. Y'all got one witness that did a makeup love. You ever make up something you do? Well, let me give him this, or let me give her this. I'm going to give her some flowers or some bouquet, because I need to make up for what. See, that's a makeup kind. That's world kind of love. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have a thing to sharing. If you be, well, I don't know if you can read but this for me, but I like for 1 John 3:1 to be read. Out of both of them. 1 John 1:3. Then read it out the messenger, if you will, Pastor. 1 John. I'm sorry. 1 John 3:1. I get excited about the word of God, brother. So I'm sorry.
Amen.
1 John 3:1. Thank you.
Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're children of God. That's who we really are. Amen.
Yeah. Look at what God did for us. Those that are his children.
After you got saved,
after you got delivered, after you got set free, you got the God kind of love now. That's what he put on you. The words have been stored upon you. He gave you that. You didn't get that before you got into the spirit. You couldn't get it like that. Remember 1 Corinthians 2? You couldn't get it. You didn't know about it.
Amen.
And if you're a true believer of the word of God, you can love your enemy now. Preacher! You can love your enemy now. But you have the God kind of love. That's what he put on you. He put the kind that when people that did you wrong, you can still find love in your heart.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
When they done dogged you out and put you down, you ready to give them something.
Amen.
I had that experience, and God had to show me that's what I put on you. I put that in you. Because I'm wondering, Lord, why am I doing good to the person that did bad to me? Why am I doing this? God said, because I've been stored. I put this thing in you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Woo! I started shaking in my boots. That's how much he loved us. Because he actually gave us his kind of love. That's what makes us children of love. We're love babies now.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we are. We just got to start realizing. And for this reason, the world, they don't recognize it. They think we're dumb. They think we're stupid. They don't recognize what's really going on. They don't know. They think we're weak. We're not weak.
Come on,
we're ignorant. We're not ignorant.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. God put that thing on
us.
Okay, I wish I could do something about it, but I can't. So the very man that did me wrong, God said, now go back and do business with him. And then give him a double portion. I said, Lord, can I? He said, you got me in you now. You remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world. You know how the world was behaving? But God loved them anyway.
Because
that's how he got up. That's how he got you. That's how he got you. That's how he got us. When we were yet in our sin. When we were yet dogging God out and not believing like we should, walking in faith, walking in that spirit, we wasn't doing that. But guess what? He loved us anyway.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
I'm here to tell you, yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it, Pastor. Nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God put that thing on you. It's sort of like, I know this is probably a bad analogy, but I want you to see the big picture here. You know how a man owns some cattle, and boom, he branded. He stuck that brand on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what his brand is. I don't know if it's a L or a J or a symbol. But anyway, he brand that cow. And I'm not calling anybody a cow. I'm trying to show you something here.
Mm-hmm.
When God bestowed that love on us, that's what happened. Your brand is on. His brand is in you. It's on you now. And what you going to do? Nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
But just act like it belongs to him.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why he called us his children. He can say, that's my child. Now, just like a farmer would say, that's my cattle. How you know? Turn him on. I'll show you the brand on him. Woo! Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. I want you to see this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So when you turn that beef over and you see that brand on it, you know who it is. So the Bible says God calls us his dear children now.
Yeah.
Because you got that brand on you, man. You can't help it.
Amen.
And if I have an experience, keep living. And you're going to start loving them that who despitefully use you. You're going to start giving to those that have taken from you. Those that have speak bad towards you, you're going to find yourself speaking good toward them. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that God has bestowed this kind of love upon me. He put it on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. And I thank you, Father God, that we recognize. We recognize you put this thing on us. People say, oh, well, you got enemies. Yeah, and I love them, too. I love them. I love the hell out of them. Just like God did. He loved the world. The Bible said the world was just full of hell. For God so loved the world, he loved the hell right out of us.
Yes. Amen.
That's what he put on you. He put some stuff on you that's in him. And you have to recognize, and you got to take this stuff serious, brother and sister.
That's right.
And if you're depressed, you're not going to understand what I just said. You're God's friend now. You're God's child now. You have what God have in him.
Yes, yes.
Look, you'll find yourself down here feeling sorry for your ex. Your exes. All of them. Every ex you ever had, you'll feel, well, you know what, let me bless them. And you'll find your way to bless them. Yeah. Because that's what that's what that God kind of love does. You know, you don't have no hate in you. And if you do, tell God, move it immediately.
Amen.
But
Amen.
See, if you got the fruit of the Spirit, that stuff go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves. That stuff leaves.
Yeah.
Now, somebody else is in there now. I'm going to tell you one more point, and I'm gone. See, once you really get into God's Spirit, you divorce all that man-made stuff, all that stuff that you were born with, hate. You know, cause a lot of that stuff we taught. People be taught prejudice. You weren't born prejudice. Folks have to put that in you.
Amen. Oh,
you weren't born to treat people wrong. That wasn't in you. No. People taught you that.
That's right. That's right.
Religion. People taught you that religious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When you really get born of the Spirit of God and it's in you, you've divorced that old thing. You're walking in the newness now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes now. If anybody, I know we over time. Well, you can get it while you can. If no one else.
Amen.
Anybody else, you got a chance to be thankful with the Word of God. But all of us, if not.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow.